Today, we turn our attention to another in the series of the Halalukos, of the core of Psukei Dezimra, to Tehillim 148, Kapitel Kuf Mem Ches. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Adonai min Hashomayim, Halleluhu Bamaromim. Praise God from the heavens, praise God from the very high places, the Meromim. The Radak points out here that in this perek we go on to list all of the Nivroim, all of the created entities and created beings in the entire world, beginning with the greatest and proceeding on to the much smaller, to the smallest. Everything comes ultimately from Shamayim, from the what's called the Yesod HaShamayim, the elemental heavens. And David HaMelech calls here to the Meromim, to the high entities, to those who are very high. Radak says those are the Tsuros emes she'enom gufos velo begufos. These are non-material, non-corporeal, abstract spirits. And David calls upon them to praise God, not as a mitzvah. He cannot have any authority over the Meromim, over these high spiritual beings, but rather he is saying to you, high spiritual beings, to you, Meromim, to you who are on high, Noel HaLeil, it is appropriate and fitting that you give praise. And so David continues to address these heavenly, spiritual, celestial beings and says, Halleluhu Chol Malochov, praise him all of his angels. Halleluhu Kol Tzavoov, praise him all of his hosts, all of his armies. Again, Radak feels that with the Malochim and the Tzavoos, David HaMelech here is addressing the upper celestial, non-corporeal, non-material, non-tangible beings. And then he switches in Pasuk Gimel, moving downward from the abstract Meromim, angels, and Tzavaos, to something much more real, something much more material, something that's part of the physical world, namely the sun and the moon and the stars. And he says to them, Halleluhu Shemesh V'Yoreach, praise him, sun and moon. Halleluhu Kol Kochvei Or, praise him, all the bright and shining stars. The Kochvei Or, for the Radak, are the five major stars, perhaps he means the planets, that are closest to the earth. Halleluhu Shemei Hashomayim V'Hamayim Asher Me'al Hashomayim. Praise him, the highest heavens, and the waters that are above the heavens. And here Radak has a bit of a difficulty because there are different philosophical opinions about what Shemei Hashomayim means. Radak says there are some of our Chachomim, some of our sages think the Shemei HaShomayim is not a physical place, but it is the Olam HaNeshomos, the world of the souls, of the spirits. It too is a spiritual world. It is what is called the Tsuras HaTsuros, the form of forms. Others say that Shemei HaShomayim is simply a level of the heavens, a physical place. In medieval cosmology, it would be called the Kadur Ho'esh, the sphere of the fire, high in the heavens. And the Mayim Asher Al HaShomayim refers to what is called, again, in medieval cosmology, either the Kadur HaKerach, the sphere of frost, or the Kadur HaSagrir, the sphere of chill, the sphere of the cooling off of things. In any case, the Shomei HaShemayim, and especially the Mayim HaShem Me'al HaShemayim, according to the second opinion, would be physical domains out of which ultimately clouds are formed. I must share with you that the Ramban in Chumash, in the beginning of Bereshis, it is to be found in the Ramban's commentary on HaTorah, in Bereshis Aleph Posuk Ches, on the Posuk Vayikro Elohim Lorokia Shamoyim. There, the Ramban points out that there are really two Shamayims discussed in Bereshis. One is the Shamayim, which is the Kisei HaKovod, which is the Shamayim, the realm of God. When we say God is in his heaven, we'd mean this realm of God's called the heavens. We don't mean the heaven that we see. We don't mean the physical heavens. On the other hand, there's another Shamayim, which simply means the atmosphere, the stratosphere, things which are within our ken, things which are not celestial bodies, the abodes, so to speak, of God and the angels. And Ramban makes this point in his commentary on those early psukim in the beginning of Parshas Bereshis, but he also addresses the mentioning of Shamayim in our perek in Tehillim Kuf Mem Ches. And this is what the Radak says, that there is a lower Shamayim, what he calls the Shamayim HaTachtonim, and there is the Shamayim Elyonim. And when the Pasuk, which we will have toward, which we just had, rather, Halleluhu Shemesh V'yoreach, Halleluhu Kol Koch V'yor, Halleluhu Shemei HaShamayim V'Hamayim Asher Me'al HaShamayim, these are referring to components of the earthly spheres, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, the heavens in that sense, and the vapors to be found in the atmosphere. That's the Shemei HaShamayim and the Mayim Asher Me'al HaShamayim for the Ramban. However, there is another Shamayim, quoting Ramban, Sheshom Kiso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where is to be found God's throne, as we learn in the Psukim in Yeshaya, Kapitel Samach Vov, at the very beginning, HaShamayim Kis'i, the heavens are my throne. This is not the heaven we're talking about in the Psukim that we just studied here at the beginning of Kapitel Kuf Mem Ches. Because the Shamayim, where the Kisei is, that is a place which is Sod Nisgav V'Ne'elam. That's a mystery, a hidden, mysterious place. And they are mentioned, however, in our capital, at the very beginning, when we speak of Hallelu Es Hashem in HaShamayim, Hallelu Bamromim, Hallelu Chol Malochov, Hallelu Kol Tzvaov, that first Shamayim, at the very beginning in Posuk Aleph, that's the Shamayim of HaShamayim Kisi. That's the heaven of God is in heaven. When we reach Pasuk Dalet and speak of Shemei HaShemayim, Bahamayim Asher Me'al HaShemayim, that's Shemei HaShemayim is listed after the Shemesh V'Yoreach, after the Kochovim. So that's the more physical, mundane Shemayim. Pasuk Aleph is the Shemayim of Shemayim Kis'i, a Sod Niskov Ne'elam, the mysterious hidden Shemayim, the heavenly abode of God. In Pasuk Dalet, we're talking about the heavens that we deal with as heavens, the various levels of atmosphere, stratosphere, etc. And now, the Pasuk continues and says, Yahalalu es shem Adonai ki hu tzivo v'nivro. All of these celestial and higher beings, some spiritual, some physical, should all praise God and thank Him. Ki hu tzivo v'nivro, He's the one who commanded that they be created. Vayamidem lo ad la'olam, and He has placed them, He has established them He has made them endure forever. Chok nosan v'lo yavor. He has established an order that shall never change. Whereas things here on this earth change, come and go, die, fade, decay, deteriorate, but the things on high, Shemesh, Yoreach, Shemei HaShemayim, etc., they last forever. Vayamidem lo'ad lo'olam. It is interesting that the Rambam in the Mora Nevuchim comments that although the Talmud has a passage which says that the world exists for will exist for 6,000 years and then will be destroyed, Rambam says sometimes these Ma'amore Chazal are not necessarily, don't necessarily have to be taken literally and accepted, because often there are verses in Tanakh which contradict these ideas. And the Rabban points to Rambam, and Mor Nevuchim points to this Pasuk. How can you say the world will exist for 6,000 years and then to be destroyed, when the pasuk we just studied read "Vayamidem lo'ad lo'olam chok nosan v'lo yavor," that the world exists forever? Therefore, Rambam says we don't have to necessarily accept that passage or not accept it as literal, the 6,000-year notion. The pasuk continues, "Hallelu es Adonoi min ha'oretz taninim v'chol tahomos." David is descending now from the celestial spheres to the atmosphere, to the earth itself, and says, "Praise God from the earth, the taninim, the great fish, perhaps the whales or the livyoson, the sea monsters." The Tahomos, the ocean depths. Now, Radak says, what do you mean? You're calling upon the whales, the fish in the deep to give praise? They are not capable of giving praise. But Radak returns to an idea which I shared with you earlier, and that is, Heim enom b'nei dea. They are not capable intellectually. Perhaps the dolphin might be, but certainly fish are not capable of praising God. But it means, says Radak, Shebnei Odom Yahalaluhu. People, human beings, should praise God, Minifloos Ho'el Sheroim Bohem, Umaskilim Bohem. When you see the great whales, when you see the tremendous chokhmah that is involved in the fish of the sea, in the deep, and all of the marine biology that is such a wondrous and fascinating subject, intriguing subject, when you look at that and realize this is all from God, then human beings should praise God. That's the meaning of Hallelu Taninim V'chol Tahomos. Not that the fish should give for praise, but humans should give for praise because of the wondrous world of the sea. And in this world there is Esh Uvorod, there is fire and hail, hot and cold. There is Sheleg V'kitor, wet and dry, snow which is wet, and the smoke which is dry. Radak feels that the kitor here, the smoke, refers to vapors which arise from the earth. And these vapors are the opposite of snow. They are warm vapors rather than being like sheleg, cold. And God also creates ruach se'oro osa devoro. He creates the wind, the storm that does what he commands, that executes his command, Ose Devoro, meaning that things such as fire, lightning, borod, hail, shelek, snow, kitor, perhaps the smoke of volcanoes or the smoke of the vapors of the earth, ruach se'oro, the tempest, these are not mere accidents. These are all Ose Devoro. These are ways that God has of expressing himself in this world. Hu mitzaveh oso lehisnoeya, the words of Radak. It is God who commands them to move in various ways for his inscrutable reasons. Again, down on earth, hehorim v'chol givos, the mountains and the hills, Eitz Pri V'chol Arozim, the fruit trees and the cedars. And for Radak, the cedars refer to all non-fruit-bearing trees. Eitz Pri are the cherry trees and the apple trees and the peach trees, etc. Arozim are the cedars and all other trees which bear no fruit. And in Hehorim v'chol gevaos, in the mountains and the hills, the Radak points out, we're not just talking about the surface of the mountain and the surface of the hills, but the various treasures, minerals, metals, etc., which are to be found in those hills, as we studied in Chumash, Eretz Asher Avoneho Varzel Umei Haroreho Tachzov Nechoshes. From the mountains you can mine copper. Now we're moving from the inanimate world through the botanical world, the world of plants. Now we're going to the animal world. Hachaya, the wild beast, the habehema, the chol behema, and all the domesticated animals, the horemes, all of the small animals that crawl upon the earth, and v'tzipor konof, and all the winged birds. We're moving here from the animal world. For the Radak, by the way, the bird is the highest in the animal world before you come to the speaking animal, namely the human. And the pasuk here is going in ascending order, beginning with the lower animals, chaya, going up to higher animals, behema. Somehow remes is even still higher, and tzipor konof is the highest. But now in pasuk yud aleph, we transition into the human world, and we begin with the most noble humans, malchei eretz v'chol le'umim, kings and all the peoples, all the nations of the earth. Sorim, the princes, v'chol shoftei oretz, and all the judges of the earth. Because here we're referring to the nobility, to the leadership, the kings, the princes, the leaders of nations, the leaders of societies, all will give praise, or should give praise, to God. And then we transition from the nobility to the masses. Bachurim vegam besulos, young lads and young maidens. Zekenim im naorim, old and young together. Radak points out, and some of the many women who listen to these shiurim might take offense at this. It says, Bachurim vegam besulos, young lads and even maidens. And Radak says, even young girls who usually are only interested in looking pretty, all they do is kishut kufon, they're busy in making themselves, in prettifying themselves, even they, gam hein yithnu lev lahalel Hashem, even they will give praise to God. Zekenim im naorim, and old people with young people, meaning old people will teach the young people how to give praise, why to give praise, motivate them to give praise. Those of us who study in yeshiva, and in our teenage years especially, heard many musa shmuzin against associating with young ladies of the opposite gender, will remember well how the mashgiach would say, look at this pasuk, Bachurim, boys, v'gam besulos, and also girls, separately. Zekenim, old men, im naorim, they're with the young men. Meaning old and young, there's no need for a mechitza, there's no need for a separation. Zekenim, im naorim, together with the naorim. Whereas when you speak to the boys and girls, bachurim, not im besulos, but v'gam besulos, boys in the front, girls in the back, side by side perhaps, but not mingling together. And the pasuk continues in pasuk yud gimel, Yahalalu es shem Adonai ki nisgov shemo levado hodo al eretz vishomoyim. Praise God, praise the name of God, for his name alone, only his name, is sublime, is beyond reach. His splendor covers heaven and earth. And Radak here says an interesting thing, that this phrase of Niskov Shemo Levado, that God alone is exalted, God alone is sublime, is again an indication of the fact, as Radak has said consistently the various past parokim, that this, we're talking here of the time of Bevo HaGoel, when the Redeemer comes, when the Mashiach comes. That's when Niskov Shemo Levado, God alone, will be exalted. And he draws the parallel between the pasuk we just read, Yahalu Hashem Hashem Ki Niskov Shemo Levado, with the pasuk in Yeshaya, capital Beis, pasuk Yud Aleph, which reads, Eine Gavus Odom Shofeil V'Shach Rum Anoshim, the time will become when the arrogant, haughty people will be brought down, v'nisgav Hashem livado bayom hahu, and God alone will be high and exalted and sublime. And this capital Kuf Memches concludes, vayorem keren liamo, he will literally lift the horn of his people, he will make his people triumphant, tehila lechol chasidov, he will bring glory to all of his faithful ones, to all those who are pious and loyal to him. Who is this nation? Who are these Hasidim? Livnei Yisrael, Am Kerovo, to the people of Israel, the Jewish people who are close to him. Hallelujah. May the name of God be blessed. So here we have Kapitel Kuf Mem Ches. And Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we will turn our attention toward the end now of Tehillim to Kapitel Kuf Mem Tes 149.